When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday. It's Early Break on the ticket. Full show ahead. Nick Sainert still filling in for Jake Sorensen, who became a father yesterday, if you did not hear. If you were not around the program yesterday, Jake, officially a dad, 6:27 a.m. yesterday morning. Beautiful baby girl. So Nick Sainert filling in until next Wednesday. Next Wednesday is the day that Jake Sorensen will make his triumphant return. Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside. Gentlemen, good morning.
I'm not on. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. All right, Steve's on. And Jake wanted some more time off, but Swim's going to a social event in an outing.
Is that
and
true?
And so Jake has to come back early from birthing.
Did you hear that from Jake?
What's that? You kind of let that one out of the bag yourself yesterday.
Yeah. Jake did not birth.
Did not birth, but he was there for it.
He was there.
I don't think Jake will bother if he lets us know. And Jake is up, and I believe he's probably listening to the show because they just got done with the feeding.
They did.
They just got done with the feeding there at the hospital. So, yes. Do we have an address here to our location? Does anybody have that address?
1040 O Street.
I need more than that.
68508.
68508. Remember that. So, what was the address again?
1040 O Street.
1040 O Street. Okay. I bring that up because it would be, I'm sure, with the new baby. You know, Jake is a big Dolphins fan, Royals fan, Heat fan, Husker. Golf fan, Husker fan. So if anybody wants to, maybe send something in for the baby.
Yeah.
Send nice little sort of clothing like that for his new daughter. We've not announced any names yet. We're letting Jake handle all that.
Maybe something for Jake too.
Maybe something for Jake. That'd be nice too. Yeah. It's been a hard time. Yeah, get him a KC Royals T-shirt.
Has it been a hard time?
I don't think so.
Something for Elizabeth. Maybe bring something in for Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth.
Yes, Elizabeth.
Don't forget about Elizabeth.
All right.
Yeah. No, you're right. Swim. Something
for Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not a Dolphins
for the couple.
Fan.
For the couple.
Yes. I was thinking more just baby.
That could be too.
I was thinking more just focus on the baby.
I can make it very awkward if you give me a chance. No, so say the address again, please.
1040 O Street, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68508.
And where are we at? Where are we at, though?
1040 What's this place O Street.
Called? The ticket.
Thank you.
Send it to the ticket.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
That's all you have to put on the box, 93.7 the ticket.
I think it would get here.
I think
it would.
Do
you think it would?
If you put Lincoln, Nebraska, probably.
I used to have different ways I would mail stuff to my parents to see if it'd make it. Just like this is because small town, they just know it'd be just. I think if you just put down Ron in the correct zip code, they would get it. Ron, I think this is yours.
Ron and Sharon.
Just Ron and Sharon for sure. That's a layup. There's a letter here for Ron and Sharon, and all it has is the zip code on it.
That's incredible.
That's better times. Yeah, that's easy better. Living.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Yeah.
You just put Ron.
Ron and Sharon. That's what I have to put on there. Yeah. If it was Ron, they're going like, okay, there's three. So it was one of these three. And according to this handwriting, it looks like it's from Bill. So I think we'll send it up there today.
I will say I'm a little disappointed that I missed the era of like stamps and hand-mailed lettering. I'm disappointed that I missed that era.
Didn't necessarily miss it. You could still do it.
I could still do it now, but it's not as popular.
So what it would mean now just mean way more?
I don't know who I would send a letter to right now.
Your girlfriend.
I suppose I could.
You could.
I could mail my girlfriend
letter.
A letter.
They're love letters.
Yeah.
They mean a lot.
I don't want people to think that I'm like a phony or I've dubbed information, but during my presentation that I do in keynote speaking, the handwritten letter and note is a big part of it. Part of it.
Still can do it. The mailing process is fascinating to me.
Is it?
How if I were to send something in the city of Lincoln,
okay,
it goes Lincoln to Omaha, back to Lincoln.
Does. It does.
Really?
It does.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it does.
The process of how the USPS organizes and sends everything out is really interesting because why waste the time to put something into Omaha?
I don't know.
When it could stay right here in the city.
I don't understand it either. I
never
did
understand
know that.
It.
It's true. The USPS.
The mail lady that comes through our neighborhood is so awesome because if Sugar sees her, she goes crazy in the truck. She sees the truck because she's got milk bones in there.
Oh,
it has milk bones, and Sugar knows she's going to get a treat. And her tail starts when she sees. She knows the truck. She knows the truck. And then we just sit and wait. If it's a block down, we just sit and wait. And then she comes, and Sugar runs up, puts her paws up on the window like that.
I wonder if that's preemptive by them. Yeah. I wonder postal service worker, because the dog issue is real.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be real. It'd probably keep me from being a mail
I would
person.
Say this.
Really?
There's a couple things with delivery now. Just imagine just being one of the old school mailmen with a satchel on, walking.
They you
know,
do it.
There's no walk. I don't see any walk.
Oh, no, there's
anymore.
A walk in my neighborhood.
You go
100,
I'll go home on my way home, and I take 13th because I go towards Yankee Hill, and I'll go down 13th, which turns into 14th Street, and on those houses where it's just two lanes, basically, and there's no spot for them to park, there's guys walking up and down the hills.
Is there? Nice. Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, the guy
they were doing it in the winter, too.
Yeah, the guy who does ours parks his truck and walks.
God, that's incredible. God love them.
Yeah.
And then also, and you know, if there's a chance that this lady does too, maybe it's just the area that I'm in right now is they can get onto both sides of the street. They're able to do that.
I think it'd be important to walk. I think it'd be important to walk. You're sitting all day. You're sitting in a truck. You don't even have to get out to do your job.
Well, I tell you one thing though. I would like to. I've asked him one time. I can't remember what the number was. And I was out walking Sugar, and I talked to an Amazon delivery guy. I go, how many steps you get a day? Because they shoot in and out. They run to the house, take a picture, whatever they do, ring the doorbell, boom, take off. And so they cover a lot. So they're driving, but they're getting a lot of movement going on. Also,
I think they're under a pretty stringent time.
I thought about Steve. We've talked in here about having a paper out, which I had the Sioux City Journal. I had the Sioux City Journal. Absolutely. That's how I got a free trip to Kansas City to Worlds of Fun.
Sioux City Journal.
Oh, yeah.
You delivered it?
Picked it up at the post office every day, every morning. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was, and I tell you,
up there close to Sioux City.
The pure torture of Sundays. So this came up the other day. Just the excitement when you grabbed the Sunday paper. It was that thick. And do people even get Sunday papers anymore? I know you still have them, but it's not. But that excitement.
They do.
And then also there's a gentleman in our neighborhood now that still delivers. But it's via car. But he's delivering the Journal Star.
Oh yeah,
yeah. There are still people getting it delivered to their house every day, and I'm like, God, those people are better people.
Yeah,
those who are still saying, I'll take the Journal Star. How do you want it?
Yep,
and right here in my front door. That's where I'll take it.
That's awesome. We pick up a paper when we're on our way to my grandparents in Dorchester, Nebraska.
Yeah,
which is just west of Crete.
Yeah, they have two bars there.
Yep,
one on both sides of the street.
They sure do. They sure do with a used car lot.
And what do you pick up?
We pick up a paper. We stop at the Casey's and we have to pick up paper.
So you get the Casey's in Crete.
Yes.
Yeah. Dorchester.
One,
there's two.
Of them.
There's two right there, a block apart.
Yep, what paper do you pick up?
Journal Star.
Oh, really? You pick one up.
The Journal Star, the entire paper, because my grandparents like to read it on Sundays when we go visit them.
Oh,
and so we'll pick up the Sunday paper, but they are disappointed if we don't. Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't get a paper? No, Grandma. I'm sorry.
They still have it there.
They still have.
There's
still
two cases. There's two cases.
There's two cases a block away, as Bill said. One's newer, one's older.
No, in Crete. Dorchester doesn't have that. Dorchester's a nice little town.
Dorchester does have Dorchester does have a gas station. Nice little bar, City Slickers. Shout out to City Slickers.
Okay.
So
is that the one on the west side?
It would be on the east side. Or west side, yes. West side. You're right.
They have really good wings.
Very good.
In Dorchester. Really
good, in Dorchester.
We're still in Dorchester.
They're still in Dorchester. Yeah. We have a listener from Dorchester.
Josh in Dorchester.
Wow. You guys are way ahead of me on everything.
My nephew lives there and his wife.
I'm barely learning our sponsors.
I've talked to Dorchester no less than 20 times.
Have you really?
Yeah. It's a great town.
High school mascot of Dorchester. Any guesses?
Come on, Phil. Come on. Do this.
Gator.
Any guesses, Sipple?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Swallow.
The Longhorns.
The Longhorns.
Dorchester's Longhorns. They may be a co-op now. But at one time when I was growing up, they were the Dorchester Longhorns.
I think they're still a lone wolf.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I think they're still a lone wolf.
Yep, there you go.
There's some idle chit-chat. Yeah. Wow, that was idle chit-chat.
Oh, wait. We have some text. There's three Caseys in Crete now.
Really? Well, there's two that are like a block apart. Where's the other one?
Aaron says, Aaron says, actually, there's now three Caseys in Crete, a new one out by the Walmart.
Okay didn't right know that. Yeah, right when you come in. That's a nice area.
How about that?
They got Tractor Supply out there, too.
Yep. Yeah. We have a lot of Crete natives chiming in. We have Spencer in South Dakota that says, I'm a Crete native.
Okay. Keep them coming. That's
somebody
a beautiful town.
Somebody says, the Travis from Dorchester is listening. Three Caseys in Crete now. There's one by the Walmart. Thank you. Thunder Knot Collins asks, does Coach know all the bars and gas stations in all the small towns?
Yes.
I'm pretty close. I get pretty involved. Yep. That's the first thing I talk about if I meet someone from a different town, like what's the situation there with the bar? Well, that's not a small town. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
You have to count like Monroe.
Columbus is pretty big.
Monroe.
Yeah.
You have to talk about Monroe and Fullerton. That'd be another one.
Schuyler.
Yeah. Schuyler's way too big.
No.
To really count.
Schuyler's pretty small. Columbus is too big. Yeah, it is too big. It's gotten really big.
Duncan. I mean, who's the most famous person from Duncan?
Well, that'd be Schlesinger.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Schlesinger.
We have a named texter says bars on the both sides and they park in the middle of the street in Dorchester.
They do.
They absolutely do. You walk that is down one of that the most city incredible. Road and they're parked.
I tell you
right
what, it doesn't happen much anymore. I think David City still does that. And when you get off the main road and you go down Main Street, you can park in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was incredible city planning.
I think you still can.
Hey, we're going to build a Main Street, make it extra wide. Yeah. We can park in the middle. You can park on the sides. It's better times.
I think that's still the case.
Yeah, David City, check in.
Dennis from Lincoln says, I delivered the Lincoln Star every morning when I was in junior high as well.
Nice.
There you go, Dennis. There you go.
And is on a bike. That's also the time where couple times there was bad weather and so I would be roughly about I'm in probably sixth to seventh grade at this time, and Rod Kenning also he's the one that drove us when we were in seventh grade and he was in eighth, and he drove us to go see Animal House at the Wayne Theater on a Tuesday night. And he's also the one on that bad weather like that, all of a sudden we didn't call or talk to each other. He had the other side of town for the Journal Star, and he'd pick me up in his parents' station wagon driving. And he'd be driving, and he'd be 13, I'd be 12, and we'd just go deliver. We'd deliver both of our sets of bad weather.
Yeah,
you don't see that anymore. You don't see that. Hey, remember the time we used to ride in our cars and deliver papers? No. No, we don't.
I hope somebody still does.
Well, not when they're probably 12.
No.
Unless the 12 and 13-year-old whipping around.
We had a remarkably similar childhood. I think it was 5th, 6th, 7th grade I delivered. I delivered on a moped, though.
Did you?
It was fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
From the YouTube stream, and Bill, I want you to attest to this if it's correct or not. Bolt says, back in the day in Pender, the postmaster knew everybody that lived in town because you had to go to the post office to get your mail.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
And then here's the thing. When you walked in, which Bolt will tell you, there was a bank, a complete bank of little squares about this big, and you had your, it was just a single knob, and that was your, that's how you opened your mail. You would twist it right there, because Daryl Tebolt was the postmaster. That's Dave's dad. Mm-hmm. But you would turn it like that, and then there, if the note inside meant you had a box.
Oh, man.
You had to go, then you had to go to the front and go to the box. And that's also where we picked our papers. It was behind the post office.
Oh, you figure it's still like that?
What's that?
Do you think it's still like
that? Well, first of all, the original, that post office has been torn down. So, yeah, down on that.
Better. But there's a nice post office there now.
Yes, very nice.
That's how it is. So I live in the like a complex that has all the mailboxes on like one area, obviously, like a lot of neighborhoods do. And so when you open up your personal mailbox and there's a bigger key in there,
down below,
you know it opens up something better.
That's something
big. You know you have something. Yeah. You have something big in there.
That swim car. Swim's car is on social media.
A lot of hey,
it's right
hey,
here. Hey, it's right here. That's incredible.
I needed to do it. A lot of people are chiming in, telling us how many small towns have multiple Casey's. McCook has 3 Casey's. Beatrice has 3. They used to have 4, but one was unfortunately burned down. Casey's in a small town, multiple Casey's in a small town is a staple.
Is
of
it?
Small town,
well, Eagle just changed from 2 to 1.
Ooh, it did?
They built a brand new one out there.
Wow.
But they had 2, and they were literally 1 block apart on the same side of the road. Imagine that one. 1 block apart, same side of the road.
Are Casey's in Iowa, too? Is that a dumb question?
I don't know. There's no such thing as a dumb question, Steve.
There's one on the way to Kansas City in Iowa.
Yes, sir.
When you're driving down the interstate, there's one if I'm one of those small towns by the fireworks
stands.
They're in Iowa. They're in
Manawa, so that counts. But I wonder if you keep going deep into Iowa, if there's Casey's.
But nonetheless, that is.
Yeah, your car's on social media.
Yeah, there it is.
It is on social media.
Well, he's thinking Renew Auto.
Renew Your Auto, David, did an incredible job on tinting my windows.
Cannot thank the team of Renew Your Auto enough, is what you say.
That is correct.
Look at that. It's a brand new car. Tell you, things are going good for swimming.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently, really good.
Upstaged Jake.
Yes, he did. He got
Upstaged Jake.
You got right in Jake's grill.
Jake was the first guy to, first person to ride in the car.
Was he?
He was really? The first person to ride.
Just rubbed it in his face.
Not at all.
He did. Get in, Jake.
Get in.
Look at this.
It's just like yours, but better.
Yeah.
That's not true one bit.
It's different.
That's not true one bit. But nonetheless.
It's a nice car, Swim.
Thank you.
I mean.
Thank you. And seriously, thank you to Renew Your Auto for the incredible job they did. Tinting the windows. They can help you out with dent repair. They can help you out with all of your needs. Hail, I know, has been a big conversation over the last week or so. They can help you with hail repair if your car gets dented.
I should take my truck there. I wouldn't.
Bedliners, coating, all that.
I wouldn't allow either of you to get in my truck right now. I wouldn't allow it.
They do interior cleaning.
Yeah, it is.
I
so,
wonder what it.
It is so dirty in there.
I don't know what it would take for me to be like, Sip, can I get a ride?
Yeah. I'd say maybe not. Just Uber.
Uber. Just Uber.
How would you categorize yourself as a driver?
I think Sip's pretty good.
No,
not very good.
Well, you hit the old truck, hit a lot of things, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible the stuff I hit. It was incredible the stuff I did. I mean, I started thinking I was losing it. I hit so much stuff. The truck was incredibly damaged. I had to get rid of it. I mean, there was dents and marks all over it. One time I just backed our car, Trixie's car, right into the side of it. I mean, it was incredible. I wasn't thinking. I was in a hurry, and I had my truck parked in a spot I'd never park, and I just backed out of the garage, and boom! I mean, it was like right into the side.
To do damage, though, parking out of, or pulling out of a garage, you had to be going pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It caved in the side of the truck.
Gotcha. We're getting some pushback on the text line because we're getting called idiots. Because right. We did not know that Casey's is based out of Ankeny, Iowa.
It's Ankeny, Iowa.
And so simple. That one's going to be on you, my man.
You guys weren't sure.
That's true. We have Casey's is based out of Iowa. Kansas has them too. There's some in Concordia, Kansas. Okay. So there's
based
multiple,
out of Ankeny. So multiple, Des Moines.
Yep.
Des Moines.
Yeah. Yep. So
I don't know how I feel.
Casey's
about
is headquartered in Iowa. Ankeny, Iowa. Yeah, Ankeny.
That's essentially Des Moines, right?
They have a nice one in Stromsburg.
They're all pretty.
They're all nice. I've never been disappointed with the Casey's for anything.
Around here, if you need to stop at a gas station to use the restroom, you're stopping at a Casey's.
48th and Pioneers is a Taj Mahal.
Is it?
Is that right?
Oh, it's the Taj Mahal of Casey's. Go in there sometime. Yeah, just go in the parking lot, like it's as big as like Kauffman Stadium. I mean, it is. It's a gigantic parking lot.
There you go. Yeah. All right. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care.
Call
or text,
really idle.
Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 and get 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. Once again, that's Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care, 402-440-6297. All right, Sip, this one's really pertaining to you here. Matt Rhule yesterday had a little get-together, the Nebraska football.
Swim, were you there?
I was not. I was aware of it. I was not there.
Because you're media.
I would consider myself media.
You are. It's not awkward. Come on.
No. Nonetheless, yeah. Speaking of awkward, how was it, Sip?
It was a Steve swore. Was there.
Steve was
who'd you go with? Did you go with?
Did you give anybody a ride?
Sean, Callahan, Robin, and
did you guys ride together?
Abby Barmore. Well, no. We can, speaking of post office, that's where we office. So I have a pass. I have a post office parking pass. My neighbor asked me, "Do you work at the post office?" I'm like, no, I just have a post office parking pass. So we just parked there and walked down to is it called Occidental?
Occidental, great spot, great underrated spot. They got a great outdoor spot. Yeah,
surprising. It's cool. Yeah, I had no idea.
Yep, it's in like an alley. You got to enter from the alley.
Sort of a hidden gem.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's never been a.
So this is insider information. We'd like to know what you found out.
It's not really.
What did you find out?
No, it's not. It's not. It was a party. It's not an inside information at all. In fact, it was.
Well, you get casual conversation between you and the coaching staff, which will give you a chance to delve into some things.
No, it wasn't that at all. It was. In fact, it was the opposite of that. It was just idle chit chat. It was all the staff members. I mean, most of them.
Was Ginta there?
Yes, Vince Ginta was there. It was designed just for camaraderie.
Nice. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And how'd you fit in?
You know very well that I am awkward as hell, but it's fine. I mean, you gave me some grace this morning, which I was surprised by the way.
When you spit crackers out?
Yeah.
I wasn't down on that at all.
Three, four times where... So do you think the dudes I was talking to, like I was talking to the strength coach, Corey Campbell, that was one time where I definitely spit crackers.
Crackers out.
Yeah.
Because they had hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, they had an hors d'oeuvre table.
What was the thing that stood out? Because I love an hors d'oeuvre table.
Okay. Anything it was. Here's what it was. No, it didn't. It was good. It was packed. It was a packed hors d'oeuvres table. Mm. It was fruit. I'd noticed red raspberries, for instance.
Okay.
It was, yes, swim red raspberries, for sure.
Raspberries.
Yeah.
Be the last thing I'd grab off of it. Last thing I'd give.
Well, Jack and Coke and raspberry is not a great combo.
No, yeah, exactly.
I had a couple Jack and Cokes, which got me pretty good.
Because we did get two questions on the text line. Did Sip have a margarita or a Corona?
No, Jack
and Cokes. We had Jack and Cokes.
Yeah, two of them, and it got me going. Yep. I mean,
You take anything to go with you? Did you like
no.
Like throw something in your pocket?
No, no. The other person, the people I talked to are Sean Padden. He was he's the general manager.
The GM.
Dr. Susan Elza, I talked to a lot. I talked to Ron Brown, was there. I talked to him.
Always
quite
great
a bit.
To see Ron.
Yeah, but I didn't. No, I was awkward. It was awkward. I was awkward. I would say that the people I talked to would say, "Yeah, he was spitting. Yeah. He was spitting crackers. I always sound sort of drunk, even when I'm sober.
No matter what.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you say that you work with me? I do. I get.
Well,
that.
Not on the radio. You don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. I don't say that. No, I wouldn't say that.
Swim?
I just think
I've never.
People have been saying that since I was in seventh
I've
grade.
Never gotten off the phone once and looked at my wife and go, Sip's hammered. Never once.
Seriously?
Never have. Nope. Never have done that. You sound great. You really do. You have a radio voice.
You just sound like you're pondering a lot.
You get some mms. You're an
Well, I don't know.
Did you say anything about pushing back? That's your favorite thing. You might push back on this. That's usually a lead thing, no matter what we're talking about. Doesn't matter if I said, oh, I went to Amigos. You might push back on that. Every statement that comes up, it's like, you might push back.
You might not like this.
Bill might push back on this, but I think.
This is sort of a hot take.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was interesting. It was an interesting day. It's never happened. I don't know. Have I covered six head coaches? Probably. There's never been anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything remotely like that.
Did they ring a bell to make you leave?
Like, no, hey, I didn't stay till the end. So I don't know. I wondered about like it was it was scheduled for 3 to 5.
Yep.
I stayed till like 4:50, and it was still rolling.
Uh-huh.
It was there was nothing to indicate it was slowing down. So I didn't talk to anybody. Keith Mann was there, by the way.
Keith Mann.
I don't think he wanted to talk to me much.
Didn't he?
Mm.
Well, he talks to you a lot.
Yeah.
He's tan.
Yeah.
Was he tan?
Yeah.
Do you have golf clothes on?
What do you think?
Do you have golf clothes on? Absolutely.
Yes, but, yeah. It looked like he just got off the golf course.
Every day he dresses that way.
Every single day.
Yeah. It's like, well, what time's tea time? Whenever you see him. And he's tan.
It was packed. I think you would thrive in that. DP was there. Nick is yawning right now. We better move to another topic.
Nick yawned on air. Wow.
I'm not yawning at
Jake,
all.
Jake, did you hear that? Jake's never yawned. Jake doesn't yawn.
I don't know.
That's great.
He's full of oxygen.
Listen, I know people like Jake better than me. It's fine. We can
stop. See, there's the sensitive part.
Nick, you would have thrived there. Bill would have thrived at that party. I'm awkward. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's fine.
I would not have thrived at that. That would not have thrived.
You're good at that stuff.
That would not have been me. That would have not.
It was packed.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
I would have been an in-the-corner guy. It's kind of okay.
Interesting.
I would be way more excited about what the snacks were than anything.
What?
Red raspberries.
Yeah.
Crackers.
We got a question on the text line regarding that, and the reason I gave you a weird look, yes. Aren't all raspberries red?
Ooh. Now that you mention it.
Yeah. I thought of the same thing.
That's why I gave you a weird look initially. And then somebody out on the text line goes, aren't all raspberries red?
We'd have to check on that. I'd have to think so,
but I think.
I don't, yeah.
Did you spill a drink on anyone we got a question? Like at the Great Plains Motel.
No. I honestly don't think I spilled anything.
Was LeBlanc there?
Dennis was not there, but the new AD was there.
Troy Dannon.
Was he?
Troy Dannon was there. He made the rounds. He came a little later, kind of made a
Did you
presence.
Shake hands with him?
I didn't get to him. It was Sean Callahan sort of upbraided me for that. Like you needed to shake. There's a lot of people around him. I was kind of thinking about the exit at that point. So I just, no, I didn't. I should have. Sean Callahan looks about exactly like Troy Dannon. They were talking. And I was like, oh my God, they look exactly alike almost. Yeah. Talked to Donovan a lot. Donovan Raiola. A lot about Hawaii, about his. He went to a school with $100 million endowment, a high school. It was incredible. Well, you know the high school.
Yeah.
Say the name. Starts with a K.
Why am I trying to? Hang on.
You've been there. You've recruited there.
Kamehameha.
Wow.
Yeah, drew a blank,
you
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
You were up there.
Oh, yeah.
You went up on that hill.
It's up on an island. I'm up on a hill.
Right. You went up there.
Oh, yeah. It's like a private gate to get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really
Kamehameha.
Nice. Kamehameha.
Swim. You should see this high school. Whoa. It has an endowment that's bigger than the University of Nebraska. Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
You have to have a. I don't want to say that. I want to confuse that with Punahou, but I'm sure Kamehameha. I think I'm almost 100% sure it's Kamehameha. I mean, you have to have a certain percentage of your. You have to be Hawaiian.
Certain percentage of your blood.
Yes, has to be Hawaiian.
Yeah, percentage of your blood has to be Hawaiian.
Like
or you're
right
not.
Now, no matter what me and Sipple did, we're not getting into command. No, not getting in.
No.
Yeah, it's incredible school. When you pull onto the campus, it's a wow.
You've recruited Hawaii extensively.
That was when I was at Utah, my area was Hawaii and American Samoa.
That's incredible.
And I would go to Western Samoa also.
You would fly to Hawaii all the time.
Yeah, I've been there probably 50 times.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Came back with a lot of chocolate covered macadamia nuts.
Sure,
a lot of those.
Really?
Yes. Then the only thing you cared about when you went to America and Samoa, which I went over there probably 10, 12 times, whatever, was that to bring back wahoo tuna. Wahoo tuna is a sport tuna that they can't sell, but Starkist cans it on the island. So it's a light blue can, and when you bring that back, I just let everyone know and my family wherever I was at is like, do anything you want, don't touch the tuna.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Don't think about touching
Interesting.
The tuna.
I love tuna.
And tuna was that good. Tuna in a can, and it was wahoo tuna. Mm-hmm. And I would carry it back by the cases.
They would load me up. Yum. I wish I would have known that. I would have asked Donovan about. Well, yeah, that's American Samoa.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been over there.
Yeah, Donovan.
But it's one of those things that's it's beyond incredible.
Wahoo tuna. You've been to Hawaii 50 times. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get back there again for my second. Go to
Maui. I always caught a little flight over to Maui. They had some players over there. I didn't go to the Big Island. There's players on the Big Island also. I didn't go to the Big Island. I think I went. This wasn't an area that I hit.
Swim DP represented the ticket.
Yes.
He represented it very well.
There you go.
It was a large media gap. It was a pretty large. It was quite a party. I'd say it was.
Did Chattel come down from Omaha?
Yes.
That's a big deal. He drove.
Yeah, he was there.
He drove down from Omaha.
He's very comfortable in that setting. It was a very packed. It's not a big bar called
the Occidental.
It's right.
Who did you see? You hadn't
right
seen
right down
for
this
a while.
Way. I think it's on O Street.
It's.
I mean, it's in the Haymarket.
So it's
under the viaduct.
The bridge. Yeah, underneath the viaduct.
Yeah, it's underneath. It's very tucked away.
Yeah.
Who did you talk to
from the alley?
Who did I?
That you hadn't talked to for a while.
Well, Sean Patton.
Oh, okay, pundits.
Pundits.
That's my guy right there. Was Sherman there?
A guy from
was
Channel
Mitch
8.
There?
Yeah, Mitch was there. A guy. I talked to a guy from Channel 8 named Philip.
Phil.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, Phil Catalano?
Yes, Catalano. Oh, yeah. From California originally.
Phil's a great dude.
Philip, I talked to, I'd never met. That was I think that was the only media person I talked to who I'd never met.
Was Shimmick there?
Shimmick was not.
Good question.
Well, why? There's one person I don't want to see. That's
the channel.
10-11.
10-11 strong.
Yeah. 10-11.
Their lead anchor, sports anchor.
Kevin Suits.
Kevin, yes.
Kevin was there.
Kevin's a listener.
Yeah, I know he is.
And you just forgot his name.
I blanked. Yeah. I blanked.
Kevin, thank you for being a listener.
Yes, we appreciate
and if you have
you.
Any information, please text in the text line on what Sipple was wearing yesterday.
I was wearing a white collar shirt. I did put a collar
you
shirt
put a collar,
on.
Whoa.
I did.
How about you? Dungarees? Yeah.
Was it ticket?
Dungarees, yes.
Was it ticket or on three?
No, it wasn't either.
Okay.
It was no. I didn't dress very well though. My shoes were really dirty. I had those.
The yellow ones?
Not the highlighters.
I had the Mindel
those
shoes.
Those are great.
But I got them all dirty.
Yeah.
Did yard work in them, and they're really dirty. And I looked down at it at one point, and I was like, and I've rode my motorcycle with them, and that really junks them up. I've hurt them. I noticed Satterfield was looking at my shoes. Yeah. I was very self-conscious. Like, yeah, they're dirty. You're right.
Never mind.
Yeah. What? Maybe what?
No, I can't say that on air.
Can't you?
I can't.
There's no chance I've noticed your shoes were dirty.
Did notice one time. Okay. Yeah. Remember I had those red Adidas? And you go, Sipple, your shoes are dirty. Do you remember that?
I did. I was trying to help.
How about that?
I remember, I remember it because now I don't wear them hardly. And I love them. Got to get some more of those.
That'll do it for the first segment. Kind of all over the place. Good stuff, though. By the way,
cocktail party with Sipple.
Yep.
There was a cocktail
hors
party
d'oeuvres.
With hors d'oeuvres with Sipple. Yeah. He's spitting crackers
at
people.
Crackers at people.
The waitress,
right at the strength coach.
The waitress comes around and Sip goes, are these unlimited? Do I get seconds?
It was free, by the way. Everything was free.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
that
nice.
Would be awful to be invited to a cocktail party. Yeah, I'll have a Jack. That'll be $13.50. They're trying to smooze with
head coach.
Yeah, head coach. Can walk out of
$14.
Walk
out there and go, Matt, are you picking up this stuff?
Walk out down $200. Thanks for having us. That was a riot. Basically, this isn't a cocktail party. It's a bar, and I'm paying for my own crap.
It's a clip joint.
As always.
Hey, you want to buy to a raffle too?
How much money
you make? Them in the bar walked out about $100,000.
Thanks as always to Gaina Trucking for sponsoring the first hour of Early Break. Learn more about job openings at GainaTrucking.com. When we return, this kind of went under the radar yesterday. The Division I Council altered transfer rules. They switched up the transfer rules just a little bit. Yesterday, we'll tell you the updates when we return.
We got to get Bill's reaction.
On the ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.